Part 11 of Meditation for Body, Mind, and Spirit. Nowadays, yoga is very popular, but the term generally refers to the physical postures of yoga, known as asanas. However, in reality, as you may know or suspect, there is much more to the yoga systems than postures. They're really about supporting the process of spiritual awakening. So I'm going to briefly talk about the eight-limbed yoga system, also known as Ashtanga Yoga, presented by the sage Patanjali around 400 AD, or 400 CE, depending which you use. The term yoga simply implies integration or union and refers to any practice that moves us toward more of an alignment with or experience of spirit within. There are many yogas, such as Bhakti Yoga, which is the yoga of love and devotion, Karma Yoga, the yoga of selfless service, Jnana Yoga, the yoga of discerning truth from untruth, etc. Many yogas according to different dispositions. The Ashtanga Yoga of Patanjali gives us a nice structure for understanding the basic process of personal development offered by yoga. We're just going to alight briefly on each limb to give an idea of its importance and to get a sense of the pattern in the eight stages of Patanjali's yoga system. The first two limbs are the yamas and niyamas and represent the ethical foundations of yoga practice. Yamas are the behaviors to be avoided, such as violence, deceit, theft, etc. These are the thou shalt nots of yoga. Niyamas are personal practices to be cultivated, and these would include purity of mind, body and speech, contentment, perseverance, self-discipline, self-reflection, and contemplation of spirit. So at this stage, you're at the absolute foundation, cultivating behaviors that support the path forward. The third limb is asanas. These, of course, are all the body postures that support physical health and vitality and represent what is generally called yoga in the modern world. Asanas confer the ease in the body that allows for successful meditation practice. The fourth limb is pranayama, or pranayama. Pranayama involves various techniques that modify the breathing process in order to cleanse, energize, and balance the body and mind. The fifth limb is pratyahara, which is the first of the higher stages of yoga as it involves withdrawal of our awareness from the senses. It is the first stage of going inside. It roughly equates to sitting down and closing your eyes and withdrawing your attention from the body and environments. Pratyahara flows into dharana, the sixth limb, when we practice concentration at a fixed point in the body, usually at one of the chakras or subtle energy centers. When we focus our attention on the third eye, we are practicing dharana. Of course, as we noted earlier, mantra helps with concentration. But dharana also involves the commitment to keep bringing the attention back to the point of focus and mantra, rather than chasing thoughts as they naturally arise. Dhyana is the state of absorption in meditation, when we have passed from the effort of concentration, becoming free of external influences and mental activities, and becoming absorbed in the point of concentration is dhyana. Dhyana is achieved when we effortlessly become absorbed in the object of our concentration. Samadhi, the eighth limb, is when we have passed from effortless concentration into actual experience of the inner light and beyond. In samadhi, the inner door opens and the sadhak, or spiritual practitioner, is having direct spiritual experience, the first object of all yoga. So it's good to understand that the physical yoga is creating a wonderful foundation for life, but it is also the precursor of meditation, creating the ground from which to experience meditation. What we see when we look at Patanjali's system is really an integrated structure where we are cultivating psychological and physical well-being and creating the ground for spiritual well-being. So now let's put some of this into practice and meditate. This is meditation 2 for grounding and Jyoti meditation. In our meditation today, we'll be taking up the use of a mantra, which can be any word or phrase or name of God that is meaningful to you. In talks 3 through 5, we'll be discussing mantras, and you can download the list of mantras if you'd like to choose one to use. Today we'll begin again by ensuring that you are sitting in an upright position with your back straight, whether in a chair or cross-legged, that allows you to sit comfortably without moving for some time. Close your eyes, releasing all tension on the eyes and the forehead, and resolve to be fully present, letting go of all of the concerns of your daily life. This is a time for you, a time to draw within and consciously align yourself in mind, body, and spirit. Allow yourself to be here fully. Feel the easy and natural sensation of your wholeness as you turn your attention within, settling, relaxing, and grounding inside your body as a whole. We're going to begin with attention to our breath as a natural vehicle for becoming more grounded and relaxed within oneself. We're going to do some deep abdominal breathing for relaxation and become more fully present in the body. Breathe by drawing the air in from the back of the nose and throat, using your belly as a bellows, expanding to draw the breath down, filling the belly, and then filling the lungs to the top. Pausing, and then compressing the belly, and in turn the lungs, while pressing the air out from the back of the throat, which will automatically draw the air upward from below. Allow the air to fully release and then pause. Then again, expanding the belly and drawing the air down from the back of the nose and throat. Allow the residual air to gradually fill your lungs, then pause. And gradually collapsing your belly, allow the air to flow out slowly. Your chest also gradually draws in as the residual air in the lungs also flows out. When you are empty of breath, there is a natural pause. Now again, draw down the air, expanding your belly, and gradually opening and filling your lungs, pausing for a few seconds, and then gradually emptying by compressing your belly and your lungs again. While gently pushing the air out from the back of your throat. The soothing, calming, deep breath will energize your entire system and allow you to feel the comfort and integration of your whole body. Allow yourself to feel your wholeness, relaxed and present. Now that you are quite relaxed and free of tension in any part of the body, we're going to allow our attention to come away from the body below and rest at its natural center behind the eyes. Allow the breathing to go on naturally and automatically without any attention or awareness. Relax your eyes fully, as if going to sleep. And with eyes closed, but straight, fix your inner gaze into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you. You are gazing not at a fixed point, but a small area about 8 to 10 inches in front of you. Slowly repeat any word or phrase that is meaningful to you as a way to help maintain your concentration. Attempt to fix your attention so much so that you are continuing to look steadily straight ahead into the darkness, but with absolutely no tension on the eyes or forehead, while slowly repeating your mantra, maybe at intervals, so that your gaze is not disturbed. It is an effortless effort. There is no strain and no exertion whatsoever. It is purely a gesture of the attention. An effortless effort. If you are able to do this for some time, you may find that you experience flashes of light. You may see lights of different colors. And if you are able to maintain your concentration, losing yourself in your gaze, you may see blue sky. You may see clouds in the sky. You might see stars, moon, or even the brightness of the sun. Whatever you see, whether darkness or light, continue looking into the middle of it. If thoughts come up, just continue to come back to your gaze and your mantra. So continue to look intently, minutely, penetratingly to see what is there in the field of darkness lying in front of you. Yet there is no clutching for one thing or another, just rapt attention. Again, it is an effortless effort. We will now continue this silently for 10 minutes, maintaining our attention, looking into the middle of whatever appears in front of you, whether it be darkness or light, and continuing to repeat the mantra you have selected. In about 10 minutes, I will invite you to leave off your meditation. we can now leave off meditation. Breathe and again become present in the body. This Jyoti meditation on light or third eye meditation can be practiced daily to have inner experiences of spiritual light. It will strengthen your concentration, your physical balance, and inner peace, and give you greater direct apprehension of the spiritual nature of life. As you become comfortable with the process, I would encourage you to increase your time to 20 minutes, half an hour or more. 45 minutes to an hour is really ideal. Sometimes you will have to sit through the mind's noise, but sometimes it takes half an hour or more to really get deep enough for long enough to experience the greater benefits that go with prolonged meditation. If there are questions regarding what you have experienced, please don't hesitate to write. Now have a wonderful rest of your day.